have a week and a half left in September, and we've already seen snow falling across the Wasatch and Uintas just today. Another round of wet weather dusted the high country. New Year's doesn't come until January, but Utah starts a new water year October 1st. So
I think to describe our weather has been one of extremes.
National Weather Service hydrologist Brian McInerney says, we're seeing the effects of climate change with more wild weather swings. Utah entered the 2017 water year last October with reservoirs roughly two-thirds empty.
In 1 year, we turned that around and filled the majority of the reservoirs except the large ones like Lake Powell, Lake Mead. Bear Lake filled up. It was a really beneficial runoff year at a really good time.
The wet winter caused flooding in Cache and Box Elder counties. It didn't last. Summer brought a big change.
May was quite dry, less than 50% precip. June was very dry. July was dry in northern Utah. We had above normal precipitation in southern Utah, but that came in the form of intense thunderstorms that produced flash flooding. And then we moved into August and September, and those months have been very, very dry for the entire state. So overall, we've been in a very dry pattern really since May. But hopefully this is a sign that things are going to change. It's certainly nice for your psyche to have a little storminess, a little rain, a little cloud cover to get rid of the heat, because we also had the hottest summer on record since we've been keeping records in Salt Lake since 1874.
And the short-term forecast calls for more cool weather headed into the end of this week. So dig out the sweaters and jackets. McInerney says it would actually be a really good thing to see more storms, like the rain and snow we received today. We should see them throughout the fall. That would keep the ground wet and make sure storms coming this winter recharge our reservoirs for next summer.